All right, so next up, we've got Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls on the phone right now. Amy.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
All right, on. We just talked to Chuck D from Georgia. So what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call in to commend you on doing this show
and on
the people that you're interviewing, because I think there's a common link, obviously, among all this. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. This past couple years, there's a couple experiences I had. One of them was going down to Chiapas, and the other was I toured for a month through Indian reservations, raising money to fund different environmental projects and grassroots efforts for sustainable community development in mm-hmm. Indian country. And a couple of things I learned were the importance of resistance and the dignity of the human heart, you know, and self-respect. And when I was down in Chiapas, I met a guy who has his own label in Guatemala, and he spent the first couple years having to hide his label from the government because he was considered to be doing something really subversive and was sort of in fear of his life doing it. And things have gotten a little better there, but it made me realize how important it is here. While I know we still have political prisoners in the U.S. and censorship, we still have more avenues, you know, to be subversive and to take advantage of. And it reminded me and it validated the idea of doing shows like this, of speaking out, you know, and especially if you're in, you know, a position of, you know, high profile, because you're really protected by that.
Right, right.
There's no excuse to not do something.
Right. And there's always some cracks in the system that you can exploit, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for people to have self-respect and realize they can make a difference and you know, and step out and do things within their own realms, you know, whatever you're good at,
right.
Use it.
Absolutely.
Well, so that's kind of what I wanted to put in there. Another thing was that we do have this record out called Honor that raises money for the fund that I started, the Honor the Earth Fund, and the money goes directly to grassroots efforts to defend homelands in the Americas of indigenous people and develop their communities.
Cool. And it's an Indigo Girls record?
It's a 20 different artists, ranging from like Bonnie Raitt, Toad the Wet Sprocket, to like Exene Cervenka from X, and indigenous artists like John Trudell, Keith Sekola, and, you know, it's a cool record. There's a lot of information in the package and a lot of good music, and it's out there for sale. And basically the message is we're all fighting, you know, racism, sexism, homophobia, you know, basic intolerance, and things that are brought on by the globalization of the economy, the capitalist sort of movement, and sort of the results of manifest destiny in the Americas.
Yeah, it's good to remember there are a lot of people that are also pissed off.
And
you're not alone.
it's like a celebration of pissed off people.
Right. All right, Amy, thank you very much for calling Radio Free Los Angeles.
All right,
we'll talk
good
to you
luck.
Soon then. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Immediately following this Subcomandante Marcos interview, we'll be bringing you more live music from Zach De La Rocha, Flea, Stephen Perkins, and myself, Tom Morello, on Radio Free LA. And now here's Zach on Radio Free Los Angeles.